letting yourself settle in. Maybe gifting yourself a few slightly deeper breaths. And the opportunity to begin letting go of anything that's come before this moment. Of anything that might await you later. And to gift yourself this precious opportunity to pause and to rest fully in this moment right here. Perhaps even being visited in this early moment of practice today with a sense of appreciation or gratitude for the chance to slow down, to sit with friends. To breathe and be. To remember and perhaps even revel in the recognition that we are human beings, not human doings. Our value, our worth is not measured by what we accomplish. It already innately resides in the nature of who we are. And as you open more fully to this moment, bringing your attention, your awareness to noticing the body sitting here, breathing, being. If it speaks to you, you might take a few moments to bring a hand to the heart center, or to the belly, or to offer another gesture of kindness as a reminder, as an invitation to bring not only awareness, but warm-hearted, friendly, loving awareness to the moment and to yourself. Seeing if you can really allow this gesture to land, if you're offering one. Feeling the warmth, the pressure, the care that's being offered. Receiving the gift. Maybe even experiencing a moment of gratitude for the opportunity to be a good companion to yourself for this next little while. To sit with yourself and your experience with open-hearted curiosity and interest. You're welcome to maintain your gesture as long as it feels nourishing. And if it feels more caring to relax the hand or hands into a different resting position, allowing that. Knowing you can always bring that gesture back in to your practice at any moment as a gift to yourself. And you might lovingly let your awareness sweep through the body at your own pace, paying special attention to any of the knotted places that might be holding tension or tightness, or that might have been bracing against something in the world that's stressful or anxiety producing, and to allow the muscles of the body to begin to loosen and lengthen. To soften and settle. Inviting the body to rest more fully into the support that's offered by the chair, by the earth. And perhaps feeling a moment of gratitude for the opportunity to rest, appreciation for the support, a sense of thanks for the body. All the ways that it carries you through the world and all the ways that it works as well as it does so much of the time. Even when there are parts of the body that may be struggling, that may be sore or sick. Simultaneously, there are all these parts that continue. Function flawlessly, the heart beating, the digestive tract taking in nourishment, the lymphatic system cleansing and clearing. Perhaps pausing for a moment of celebration and contemplation of the miracle of the body. And as you're sitting here and settling, as the body might be releasing or relaxing ever so slightly more, maybe there's an awareness of sounds in the environment around you. Some might be pleasant, like bird song or children laughing. Some might be unpleasant, an airplane overhead or a beeping truck backing up. Whatever sounds there might be, perhaps a moment of gratitude for the capacity to hear. And then offering yourself the gift of choosing. The anchor, the home base that you'd like to rest your attention upon. Maybe the felt sense of the breath. the gentle expansion and release of the rib cage or the movement of the belly. Or maybe a felt sense of the touch points in the body, feet or hands or your behind on the chair. Or maybe a felt sense of that hand on the heart, if it's still there. So choosing the place. That you wish to gather your attention again and again for the remainder of our practice time today. With perhaps just a moment of gratitude for the capacity to choose and for the gift of this practice that allows us to simplify and to simply be. Noticing where your attention is in this moment. And coming home to your chosen anchor. Grateful that we always have the opportunity to begin again. And as we come to the final few minutes of our practice together today, perhaps touching back in to that warm-hearted, friendly awareness. Feeling appreciation for this breath right here. Appreciation for this moment. Appreciation for yourself. For your own dedication to practice, to showing up in this way. Showing up, slowing down, so that you can see and be in the moment. And then widening this circle of warm-hearted awareness to include a felt sense of those of us gathered together here. Feeling a sense of gratitude for connection and community, the support of Sangha, like-hearted individuals practicing together. And maybe widening the circle of warm-hearted awareness out to all those that you know and care about. Family, friends, neighbors. Perhaps feeling gratitude for the grace of good company on this journey through life. And allowing the heart to extend as far as it wishes to in this moment, maybe out to the wider world, those that you might not know, near and far, young and old, similar to you or different from you. Maybe even including our animal companions that share this planet, from the insects to the largest whales, the plants and the trees, the ecosystems. Maybe a sense of gratitude for belonging to this larger living family, this larger living earth. Nothing left out. And perhaps from this place of warm-hearted awareness, sending out wishes to all living beings. For safety, health, happiness. And ease. May all beings be blessed with well-being. May all beings be free from suffering. May it be so. So I thought I'd just keep it very simple today. Gratitude is this beautiful heart quality that many of us are familiar with. Some of us, it's a regular companion in our days. Some of us, it is a heart quality that visits, and then we forget about it, or it fades from view, and then we sort of revitalize it. And I know for me, one of the things I appreciate about this time of year, it's a going into fall, just it's a time of harvest, and it's a time of turning inward, and in many ways, with Thanksgiving, this invitation to give thanks, to remember the practice of appreciation. And it can be so simple. It can be a simple appreciation that we can breathe. It can be a simple appreciation that, as Thich Nhat Hanh often points to, that we don't have a toothache. We often hone in on those moments of pain or difficulty, and we miss all the moments. How many years or decades can you go without a toothache? Sometimes it's many, and we miss the goodness that's like the backdrop of our lives. And there's this quote by Khalil Gibran. He says, "You pray in your distress and in your need. Would that you might pray also in the fullness of your joy and in your days of abundance." Can we bring that sense of heartfulness or prayerfulness to the abundance that's here, even in the middle of difficulty? Many of you may know that famous quote by Meister Eckhart, who says, if the only prayer you said was thank you, that would be enough. If the only prayer you said was thank you, that would be enough. So praying can be so simple, and gratitude is really not something you do. It's really a way of being in the world. It's an orientation. It's where you orient the compass bearings of your heart. You know, is the glass half full or is it half empty? And so